Hi, this is Mitzi Neely with Peacefully Imperfect. Are you still standing on the mountaintop? That's the question I was asked by friends upon my return from She Speaks 2016. Did I have a glorious time of learning and worship? I sure did. It was everything I had prayed for and hoped for. The time I spent with the other 800 attendees was filled with laughter, a smattering of tears during praise and worship, and the realization that my being there was intentional and filled with purpose. The conference was outstanding in every way, and I experienced session after session of inspiration and encouragement, along with the finest teaching from gifted authors and presenters on how to improve both my writing and speaking. I found myself digging in the Word as I sat through classes, thinking about the messages that were being delivered, and wondering if that was me presenting, would I be able to reach my audience the way they had? And yet when all was said and done, I put aside the comparisons and emerged from each session feeling thankful that He had directed my path and helped me choose wisely as I learned through this process. Over and over again during these three wonderful days, He confirmed to me that I am to tell His story through my experiences. It is His desire for me to be a storyteller and an encourager, whether it be through word or script. He whispered to me that I had found my God assignment. As Lisa Turkhurst and others told us, there is an abundant need in this world for your contributions to this kingdom. So I've spent the last few days trying to put in perspective the truths and takeaways from my time there. I've compiled my notes, looked back through pictures that included both friends and new friends from my online world, and I even managed to scribble out my thoughts in outline form for where to go from here. As a first-time attendee, I chose the speaker track. I felt comfortable in that selection as I have had years of experience in presenting and teaching audiences. Although I am considered seasoned, there's something nerve-wracking about preparing a message that must meet specific guidelines, be grounded in His Word, and include a personal scenario. Not to mention the challenge of staying within the 5-minute time limit, and then there is the stress over the word count, making sure I've included the exact passage of Scripture that God was calling me to use, and wondering if the real-life application and humor would be just the right combination to call it a success. Who knew what would take place? But that's where truth meets deception. Not knowing what was ahead would have made it easy to fall into the trap of, I won't measure up. But if I am who I say I am, then I must put my faith and trust where my mouth is. There's a lot of shakiness involved with moving forward into the unknown. And so I made a decision that I believed to be the right one. I said yes and stepped into the deep waters, knowing that Jesus would meet me there. Everything I bring to this ministry is because of my reverence to God and because of His redeeming grace. Of course, it helps that I have a team of cheerleaders who support and help where they can. So when I ask, who am I? And why do I belong here? It is then I can answer. I am Mitzi, and it's because God has called me to share His story. He has called this girl from the piney woods of East Texas to reach across the generations to teach His word and promises to help build strength, courage, confidence, and grace in others. When friends cheer me on and say, you are full of wisdom and confidence, it is then I realize the heartfelt connections we have made through our loving God. It is then that I know He wants me to push on. I am grateful for who He is and what He has allowed me to do. I'm grateful for the strength and grace He has poured through me. And most importantly, I'm grateful for the opportunity to share His truths with like-minded sisters in Christ whose faith and love for Him oozes from their hearts and minds as we all walk this journey together. All I need to remember is I am His beloved, I am a child of God, I am heaven's poetry, I am forgiven, I am whole in Christ, I am never alone, I am an exquisite fragrance, I am free. Blessings and hugs to you in the week ahead.